Top story this noon, a visit from Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. He spoke to sailors on board USS John C. Stennis this morning. King 5's Jake Wittenberg was there. He is live now in Bremerton. And Jake, the carrier's deployment was bumped up by 4 months, huh?
It definitely was. That was a hardship for a lot of families. And one big reason that Secretary Panetta is here today to thank this crew and really give them a pep talk before deployment. You know, we saw a typical Leon Panetta today. He's very laughable. He was very smiley as talking to some of the sailors here on board. But he was very serious with his message. The USS John C. Stennis strike group is needed in the Middle East.
As we start a drawdown process, the fact is we still confront some heavy threats in the world. And you're the ones that are going to face those threats.
Panetta addressed more than 2,000 sailors at an all-hands call to thank them for their efforts. A lot of folks are very excited to see him. This Stennis will join another carrier already in the Middle East, and Panetta says the strike group will face threats coming from places like Iran and Syria. He says, we've reached a turning point in the war and the enemy is severely weakened. But it's been challenging for the men and women aboard the Stennis. They've operated 70% of the time for the past 2 years and are now facing these back-to-back deployments. But the secretary says this is the time to show the world the U.S. is not slowing down.
I understand that it's tough. We're asking an awful lot of each of you. But frankly, you are the best I have. And when the world calls, we have to respond.